Joining us at this time is St. Mary's High School Athletic Director and Head Girls Basketball Coach Jeff Newhall. And team is off to a great start this season. And Jeff, you've been traveling all over the place with the team this year. Martha's Vineyard, Garden, and then Brooklyn as well. Tell us about some of those trips.
It's been a great experience. I think it's helped. You know, we faced a lot of adversity already this year. We've lost four of our top seven players. We just got one back. One's out for the year. The other one had a broken foot, and the other one's a torn MCL. We're hoping to get them back at some point. But I think traveling and kind of creating a closer team atmosphere, some of the kids that were asked to step up, I think we're a little more comfortable doing so. But yeah, early third week of the year, we went down to Martha's Vineyard for a weekend. We played them down there. Excellent team, highly ranked in the state. I think they're in the top 25. We were down two with 2 minutes to go. We scored the last 9 points of the game. Last weekend, we went to Brooklyn, New York to play in a national showcase tournament. It's a four-day tournament. We played in one game against a team from Staten Island, and we played very, very well under the circumstances and won that game. And this past Sunday, we played Lexington, who was 10-2 out of the Middlesex League Division I team, and we beat them by 14 at the Garden, which, you know, us scoring 55 points there, I was kind of impressed with that because sometimes it's a tough place to score and the nerves and everything else. So with all things being factored in, you know, the trips and everything else, I really couldn't ask for much more than we were at.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me more about those injuries if you want to share some of those names and players that you don't have right now.
Well, right off the bat, Gianna Michella, she's a senior, full scholarship basketball player to Adelphi. Torn ACL about 8 minutes into our first practice of the year. She had surgery last week. It went very, very well, and we're hoping that she'll be recovered in time to be able to play as a freshman at Adelphi. Tammy Falei, our starting center, was off to a tremendous start. Broke her foot in the game at Martha's Vineyard, which just added a little bit more. Made the trip a little more hectic than it had to be going to a hospital in Martha's Vineyard. Oh. But so she was in a cast. She just got that off. We're hoping to have her back maybe in 2 weeks. Mia Nowicki had a real bad ankle sprain. She missed four games. She returned on Sunday against Lexington and had 13 points. That was a big lift. And then our other forward, Amanda Raidusi, has a torn MCL, no surgery needed, just 6 weeks of rest and then rehab, and she's in the third week of that. So, you know, it's been certainly a challenge. We never really had Gianna, but Amanda and Tammy are both over 6 feet tall. So they were really shutting teams down in the paint, altering shots, rebounding, scoring inside. And so having to replace them has kind of been very difficult, and we've kind of changed the way that we play defensively. But we're optimistic that we might be able to get them back.
All right, moving forward, looking at who's out on the court, you know, these days for you guys, who are you counting on out there?
Well, Kayla Carter has been she started every game since she's a freshman. She's a senior now. I think she's as good, if not the best defender in the area. She's averaging about 8 or 9 points a game. Two sophomores, Mynell Garrod and Olivia Nazir, are two leading scorers. Olivia's right around 15 points, and Mynell's right around 18 points a game. So they've really stepped up as sophomores, really a lot more than we expected big things out of them, but under the circumstances, they've really been asked to do a little bit more, and they did. Mia Nowicki has stepped up. She was since injured. Her sister, Christina, in New York, is an eighth grader, came in off the bench and scored 9 points for us. We won by eight. That was a big contribution. Our freshman, Ashley Sullivan, is, you know, was like the seventh or eighth man and now had to start in some games and handled that very well. And two seniors that haven't really played that much, and now both forwards have been thrown into the fire. One of them starts and the other one plays. They kind of spell each other, Danielle Napolitano and Katie Dixon. And they've certainly made the most of their opportunities, and they're part of the reason why we're at 11-2, because they've gone in and rebounded and done what we've needed them to do.
And last question, Jeff, how about an overview on the league and where you're fitting in right now as far as the league is concerned?
Well, I think, you know, the league is in – Archbishop Williams is in first place with two games behind them. So between them and Arlington Catholic and Bishop Fenwick and ourselves, you got four teams in the top 15 in the state. So, you know, we're just trying to get better every day and hoping to get people back. At this point, at 11-2, we played 23 games. So we need one more to get in the tournament. We're just trying to improve ourselves. You know, our goal is to be healthy and be ready to make a real run in the state tournament. If along the way we play ourselves back into the league race, so be it. But it's not something that's really on our radar.
Yeah, gotcha. Do you have anything else to share with us about St. Mary's basketball?
I just, we've done a lot of good things already on the court, off the court with some of the travel, and, you know, the second half of the season, so to speak, we have a lot of good things happening. Our league is very competitive. We're playing Revere, who's the best team in the Northeastern Conference, twice. We're hosting our own tournament. We're playing Chelmsford at Chelmsford, who's in first place in the Merrimack Valley Division II. So we've done a lot of good things, but there's a lot of good things that are ahead of us as well. So we're looking forward to it.
All right, Jeff, good talking with you, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Jeff Newhall, girls basketball coach and athletic director at St. Mary's High School in Lynn on MSONewsSports.com.